Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we've got a couple of callers in the queue, so we're going to get right to them. But first, I want to let the rest of you know what the number is, 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And you may follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So 541 is first, and then 910 is our second caller. Again, 914-338-0164 is the number to call. Okay, 541. Hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Camille and I'm in Oregon.
Okay. Camille is it?
And then,
with a C?
Yes.
How do you spell your name? C-A-M-I-L-L-E?
C-A-M-I-L-L-E, yes.
Okay. Hi, Camille. From Oregon. What part
Hi.
Of Oregon are you from?
Oh, I'm in Lincoln City. I am on the coast. I called before.
Yeah, yeah, you're the one in Lincoln City. Okay, hi. Hi again.
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember you. And you have
Thank you.
Your own business, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. And that is slowly but surely finding my my voice, my niche there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us your birth date again, please.
July 13th, 1976.
Okay. So what brings you to the show today?
Okay. Well, today I'm a little, I guess, concerned. I've got a housemate staying with me temporarily, and I hope for the person to be gone by November 30th or December 1st. And it has, you know, just to help somebody in their time of need who needed emergency housing. And it has been fraught with frustrations, difficulties. I mean, nothing that could not be ironed out, but I'm just wondering, will I be able to have a successful conclusion of this and the person, you know, go just leave at the time that they specified?
Well, what's that person's birth date? Do you have that information by any chance?
July 1st, 1963. Yeah, July 1.
1963. Well, you know, there's a couple things going on. I mean, that are pretty apparent in the birth dates. Your first two numbers are the same. She holds your third number in her year.
Oh, it's a man.
Or he, sorry.
Yeah.
And the years align. So her six to your seven becomes his, sorry, his six to your seven becomes your year 76. And his three, or your six to his three becomes his year. So there's definitely
wow.
a connection. And it's interesting, she's 43 years old. You're 43, correct?
Yes, I am.
And so that's actually your inverted karmic number. So your age right now, just for your information, it happens to be you're a 34-7. And inverted, of course, that's your age, 43. So it's interesting. But
funny.
And you're wondering if he's going to get out when he says he's going to?
Yes. I really need my space back.
Is there reason to believe he's not going to leave?
Well, yeah, because the person sadly has no place else to go is at the end of their resources.
Boy, and no job or anything?
No. The income, yes, but not satisfactory to finding just market value, you know, rent or something.
Is he on, like, disability or unemployment? Where's the income
yes.
coming from?
Yeah, like disability.
Disability. And so it's going to be hard for him to find his own place. Has he applied? Well, I would say, gosh, apply for low-income housing. There's got to be some resources there for him. But getting out.
A lot of excuses.
Yeah. You're in a bad situation.
You mentioned that their age difference is her day.
No, I actually didn't notice that.
You have an age difference of 13, which is in your day community.
Oh, yeah.
But you see, the on a deeper level, what's going on is this is past life,
tribal,
family, something past life going on here. That's what's going on a deeper level to explain the depth of what this is about. But do you own your home?
Yes, I do.
So what's the problem? If when you want them out, tell them they have to leave. What?
She's feeling bad probably
If you're feeling bad, then Camille, if you're feeling bad, then you can only blame yourself. You can't allow your feelings to override what you want, essentially. This is your home. You've given them as much sanctuary as you possibly can. And it might be heartless, but my response to you is you say, that's it. You're gone. I've given you everything I can, and that's it. I want you out. If they don't leave, then you call the police.
The problem is, Camille, how long has he been there, just out of curiosity?
Since October 15th.
October 15th. So he hasn't been there that long, but unfortunately, what happens when you let someone stay in your house is that they establish residency, so you need to go through a legal process of eviction if you won't leave. You have to, because laws... I mean, that's what happens. I hear.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that because if she owns the home, and there's no contract, there's no agreement between them. She can tell them to leave. They're trespassing.
Well, that happens though when people are squatting in homes and do Airbnbs, and they have. I mean, I've heard of a lot of cases.
I don't know about that.
Well, you need to find out because according to what I know, because he's been there a month. You may need to go through a process of eviction because I've heard that people, I'm telling you.
Well, maybe.
I mean,
Camille,
you can get him to leave on his own, but
you've got to
check
it
out.
If you're asking psychically, what is, are they going to leave? Probably not.
That's
why should they? Why should they? I mean, as you're saying, you see this vision that they're leaving. My logic overrules my prediction. Why should they leave? Where are they going to go? I mean, is something suddenly going to turn in their favor and give them the money they need and so they leave? I doubt it. You live in Lincoln City. You may have a tidal wave coming soon, but I doubt it. But the ocean's there.
Right.
Sometimes the ocean's rough and it rains a lot. You need to get them out.
And I just want to mention a story that I saw on the news about a woman who invited someone into the home. There was no rental agreement, and she could not get them out. They refused to leave. The police would not evict. I mean, they would not remove the person because the person had been there for however long, and they said, you have to go through a process.
I don't know. We're going to disagree on this because if she has titleship to the home, she can say they're trespassing now. I want them out. I no longer want them here. I want them removed. And that's what I would do if I were you. I didn't know.
Hopefully,
you're
going to be successful doing that.
What is your relationship with this person?
Oh, we don't have one. We have three mutual friends, and one of our friends, she was working tirelessly to try to find emergency housing for this person. And I volunteered. I said, I have a spare room available that they could possibly have for this period of time if you tell me more about the person. And it turned out we knew three people. And I'm never have been under any sort of obligation. But
no,
it's just
no.
that.
You know, Camille, you've done enough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever comfort level you have, if you've had enough, tell them they have to leave. And if they don't leave, just say they're trespassing. You want them to leave now. They were guests
yeah.
at your home. They were guests at your home. There's no rental agreement. They're not tenants. You gave
no.
them a room to stay in temporarily, and you want them gone. It's ridiculous.
So, well, I would, you know, Camille, you need to start, you know, the process of getting him out of your home. And I recommend maybe getting some advice from the police department or, you know, government agencies that might have more information about what your rights are. But I know that it can be difficult. And it, I think, varies from state to state, too. So,
are they paying anything? Is there any contract? Is there any rental agreement? Are they paying money?
They paid me a little bit of money. The agreement was that I would get paid a very small sum, and then the person would supplement that by being handy around the home. But unfortunately, the person is in too fragile of a state to really
yeah,
be handy around the home.
Uh-huh.
So
well, you,
I can't.
And that was by month to month. There was no lease. There was no contract for a year.
No.
Anything.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I think. Kristen's telling what she thinks. But I would say to get him out. And
okay.
And just
yeah.
have to leave. And don't worry. You know, don't go seeking psychics. When is this going to happen? You have a physical problem. If you're seeking, if you want a psychic opinion, it may never happen. They're going to sit there and sit there and sit there. And who knows when they leave. But they're not in any condition. He can't even do work around the house. There's nothing that's going to be reaching out to them. And I'm familiar with Lincoln City. So there's nothing, well, I'm familiar with it in the 70s. But I don't know
right.
how much, you know. What's the nature of your business?
Oh, hypnotherapy.
What is it?
Hypnotherapy.
Oh. Well, hypnotize him and get him out of there.
So it says,
okay.
Tenant, just real quick, because we've got to move on to other callers, but I just quickly looked this up, and it says, a tenant without a rental agreement is called a tenant at will. The tenant has few legal protections, and landlords can evict if they follow the procedures established by state. You can't just tell someone. I mean, the problem is she needs to go through the process of look it up online. Look it up online, Camille, because you want to make sure
okay.
you protect yourself and do it legally rather than
right.
illegally. And he could, you know, if he's people squat in homes, and he could
right.
cause a lot of problems if you don't do this, follow the correct procedure. So that's what I recommend.
Thank you.
Okay, Camille, let us know what happens.
Okay.
Hey, good
Bye-bye.
Luck. Bye.
Thanks.
910 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
I or
Tom
what?
And Jerry?
Yeah, I or
Where's
what?
Tom?
Actually, it was Jay.
Oh, Jay. Oh, Jay. I thought he said Jerry.
Yeah.
Wait, is this Jay from a long time ago?
No.
Different Jay. Okay, we used to have a caller named
Jerry.
Jay.
I thought you said Jerry. It's
you did
Jay.
Too. We used to have a caller named Jay.
Okay.
Okay, Jay, what's your birth date?
3/15/72.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Okay. Okay, what is the nature of your call here? What brings you to the show?
Well, I'm feeling pretty lost lately.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
There is absolutely nothing manifesting in my life right now.
Well, give us a little bit of background of what's going on or what you're seeking.
There's nothing going on in my life anywhere. I have no friends. I have no job right now. I have no income. There's nothing going on.
Okay.
Well, Well, in a way, there is something going on. There's trouble, and there's stagnation, and there's blocking. So that's concerning. And I, you know, from I get from your voice is that you probably are a man that did that does have ambition, but is just is down on his luck. So, if we look, I don't know. I'm feeling something kind of artistic about you. I don't know quite where I'm coming from yet, but. What would you consider your capabilities or talents?
I can do a lot of different things. I used to be a professional chef, but I quit drinking 12 years ago.
That's artistic.
Okay.
So that's
great.
Qualified.
Okay.
I'm also a musician. I'm also a medium.
So
I mean.
Yeah.
So that's
you know,
artistic.
Your voice... Jay, your voice carries that kind of creative essence. So your voice carries that kind of creative essence. Now you're compounded in your master number. You're a 28-10-1, and you're specifically what? 47.
Yep.
And so there's got to be, it would have to be kind of a look at an investigation as to what might have been the seed of a downfall or a disappointment. Were you ever divorced or married or anything?
I'm married.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is there any trouble in the marriage or is it stable?
I wouldn't say it's stable.
Okay.
Well,
is there any, in your past, even in your family background, any alcohol problems?
Well, he said he had an alcohol problem. He stopped drinking 12
yeah.
years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You maybe didn't hear that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So there's alcohol problems with you. Anything with your wife?
No.
Nothing. So were you married to your wife? How long have you been married to your wife?
We've been married 12 years.
12 years. So,
15.
So you got sober during the period of time where you were marrying your wife. That's when you stopped. You said 12 years ago. So that coincided 12 years ago. He
you know, you're a musician. That's
35.
Tough because you have to, you know, you can be very creative, but to find money, you know, if you do gigs or do stuff like that.
I've never made any money with music. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that's not going to be the avenue
okay.
to pursue. And are you feeling like working in a kitchen might be a temptation?
That's miserable.
I'm sorry?
It's not a temptation. It's not a temptation. It's just miserable.
Oh,
I know. I know. But the fact is that when you work in a restaurant industry, everybody drinks after they get off work, usually. I mean,
well,
if you're working
it's
at night.
It's not only drinking. Nowadays, it's all pills. Everyone needs pills to work. But yeah, kitchens are rough.
Not a good environment.
A lot of drugs and alcohol. No.
Not a good environment.
You know, Jay, what kind of income would you look for realistically to get you back on your feet?
I've been looking for anything I can get my hands on lately. I'll scoop dog shit right now. I don't care. But nothing's happening.
Something innovative, though. I mean, do you like cooking at all or not?
No. No, I don't.
No.
No.
That's a lost passion.
I was thinking, you know, people do food trucks or open their own restaurant.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, exactly. You don't want to do that, so.
Yeah.
So
that takes money, too.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have that.
You know, long-term.
You know,
thinking
yeah,
long-term.
Long-term. This is kind of why I'm calling, because. When you just said the word long-term, that freaked me out. I'm already 47 feeling lost in the world.
You know what? We know people
What's long-term?
We know people that start careers, go back to school in their 50s.
Well,
we've
got to try to see if we can get them something
immediate
from this standpoint.
But also, you know, in that process of getting something immediate, he needs to find some kind of motivation and inspiration for his life
well,
to go forward.
No, he'll do anything right now. He just can't find work.
I understand.
Are you
that,
in a depressed area?
I've been depressed all my life.
No. Economically depressed.
The area you live in, are there many job opportunities?
probably for if you're a construction worker.
Yeah, because I don't know. You know, Jay, we're trying to help you, and yeah, we have psychic abilities and all that, but we're also trying to be somewhat practical in our vision. And I'm seeing something with parks and recreation with you. I don't know. You know, you're 47, so it's like, oh, God, parks and recreation. But that's my first, that's the first peek in the door that I see. So I'd be working with, do you have a park and recreation division in your area?
No. Well, here maybe what you're picking up on is I'm out at a park every day. I play disc golf a lot.
Oh. Oh. Wow. So, so you play golf?
Disc golf, yes.
Disc golf, I don't know. What
disc
that is.
Golf. Well, it does. Do you ever, are you good at it?
Yeah.
Do you ever place bets, or do you ever get into competition and try to make money in competition?
No.
Well,
I'm in amateur state with that.
Okay. Well, are there parks in the area?
No.
So, Jay, okay, what have you done in terms of applying, getting your resume out there? How long has it been since you've worked?
I lost a job. Well, what was it? Steady, good job in July.
What were you doing?
I was working at a boutique amp company. Yes, guitar amplifiers.
Oh, I see.
Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Very high-end amp company.
Okay.
And I was there for about a year and a half, and I thought that was going to open up a lot of doors for me in the music world, and it didn't do a damn thing.
So why did
I ended up working in the shipping department, having nothing to do with any of the creative side of anything.
Yeah. And why did you lose the job? Did they lay you off? Did you get fired?
I got fired. They were just new corporate structure. Cutting corners.
Well, okay, so the question here on a psychic level would be, is there any sense of a vibration of anything coming forward? At least I'm feeling a vibration coming forward. I don't know why it's somewhat related or semi-related to parks or something like that. I don't know what. I'm not sure where that is yet, but it would be like a bloodhound. I'm sort of following that premise and trying to figure out where it would ultimately take me. Is there anybody in your, now this is not for you, but is there anybody in your family background, going as far back as you want, that was ever involved in law enforcement or civic duties, a policeman? Anything like that, anywhere in your background?
No.
Nothing like that, huh?
No.
What were you going to say, Jay?
My father was a captain on a ferry.
But
a ferry transports people. So civic, okay. So let's just kind of feel that out, because that is at least a little bit of a clue in trying to be psychic and also hunting down to try to help give you some help here. Your father was a captain on a ferry boat. Do you like being around boats? Is there any boat yards or your
North Carolina?
No. Nothing? Okay, so
yeah, I live at the beach, but I got nothing to do with boats. No,
you have nothing.
Okay,
to
you
do
live
with
at the beach. Are there any are there any beachfront establishments where you can at least make some money?
No.
You couldn't, you don't, being that you've had experience in back of house, couldn't you do something front of house, waiting tables, something like that? Since you have restaurant experience, I know you probably don't want to go back to restaurants, but you're saying you'd scoop dog shit. So,
right. Well,
the problem with that is
as soon as I go into a restaurant and they see my resume, and I say I want to work in the front of the house, they look at me like I'm a nine-eyed lizard. Like, what do you mean? You're a chef. No, you're not going to be in the front. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, you know.
Have you signed up with any employment agencies?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And what does your wife do?
She works for her family business.
She works for her family business, and they won't give you work? I mean.
Oh, are you kidding me? I've never been invited to her parents' home
so
in 12 years.
So that's a contract relationship.
Oh.
That's.
I've never been to their house. So,
yeah.
No, they definitely won't offer me work.
No, I guess not.
So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of conflict. Do you have do you have friends? Do you have
my life sucks. No, I don't have any friends here.
Okay.
I'm a very high vibration. People, like, no one understands me here.
Okay. Yeah. It could be, Jay, it could be a strong karmic hole you're in terms of your situation, that karmically speaking, you're in a place that is like throwing a fish in the desert. You're not in your element, and you're trying to find, how do I live in the sand? And nothing here relates to you. All the creatures are different. It might mean a dramatic change, but I would be concerned too that depression would follow you and that kind of thing. So I don't know. You've got to reach into your. How creative are you? Do you write music? Are you good at doing anything creatively like that?
Oh, I wrote over 300 songs in about 4 years, starting in 2015. Nothing.
Okay, good.
Do you
sell any?
Do you play guitar?
Oh yeah, I can play any instrument you put in my hands. I can play anything.
Well, that's your niche. That's
right.
Not really. There's no money in music industry anymore.
Well, that's the problem. And he's at 47. It's going to be, trust me.
Yeah,
I know. It's going to be hard for him to get a job as a musician.
Well, unless you, you're a backup in a group at least you could be doing something on the street and making money,
Even like as a
street performer. At least you're doing what you love and you get a couple of bucks. It sounds like you're so depressed, it's hard to motivate you to do anything.
Yeah, true.
Is that something that you might try to do? I mean, there might be, you said you live by a beach, so there might be, tourist areas where that kind of thing is, where it would be possible to make some cash right away by performing. What do you think?
Well, I'm not that, I can play any instrument you put in my hand, but I'm not
going
to be able to sit on a street corner and play a song.
You don't have repertoire.
You know what I mean? I'll be able to sit there and just jam, not like play anyone else's songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to build, well.
I don't know.
I'm not a singer, so.
But you can play. You could play acoustic guitar.
Well,
without singing.
And trying
to
work. I mean, that seems to be your passion. And in trying to work with your passion, we're trying to figure out if you can make money doing something on the level that you feel confident in, even if it is jamming.
Apply at a music store, though. Apply at a music store for a sales position. There might be music stores in your area. Have you done that?
Yep.
It's not,
you're not finding
anywhere.
I don't know, Jay, you might have to, is your marriage a stable marriage or are you thinking, or would you ever leave your marriage?
Yeah. can't answer that.
Oh. I don't know. You know, there's always, you know, you're alive and you're creative and you're in a struggling mode. So there's got to be a solution somewhere out there to where you're just not piecing together some fragile existence until you get fired or laid off. There's got to be something for you. I'm not sure what it is yet, but I can say that however unsatisfying and vague it is, there seems to be some kind of vibrational field around you. When you were younger, did you ever work for your own family? You do anything at all working with your family?
No. In fact, I've been the black sheep of the family. I haven't seen my family since I was 18. I never really even interacted with my family until I was about 13. So I only knew my family for about 5 years.
Wow. God, I don't know, Jay. You've come into the world in a real complicated, with a real complex karma. Some real complex karma. You know, if you're saying, well, I'm calling the show to see if there's any light anywhere that you see psychically, because I'm miserable and I'm just nothing. It's zero. I'm on ground level. The thing that I'm seeing, it's strange because I'm seeing ground level with you, obviously, from what you're reporting, but I'm feeling something that means your life isn't over. Because if you're, you know,
right.
The fact that the park came in and he regularly goes to a park and plays that game, whatever, what is it? Golf. So that's a vibration, you know, that you validated, which shows that
something is going
to happen.
Something. I'm not, you know, I don't know. You don't know too many people. So your doors are very limited.
And 830, we're going to be getting to in just a couple minutes.
The only thing what we can do, because these readings are very limited, they're supposed to be about 5 minutes apiece. What we will do, Jay, is we're going to put out energy that something just pops in. Now, in all the years I've been doing this, over 50 years, that's worked a lot of times. So when we're in a bind,
it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, we will work on
it. Well, we're going to try. And just call back the show and let us know what the progress is. And you're welcome to call back whenever
we're
on the show. And what we'll do is we'll try to piece together an energy field to see if we can get you something. It might be a piecemeal vibrational energy. Since you're of such high vibration, there's got to be a door. Maybe we won't find it today, but we're going to start the process.
And you can follow us or send us a friend request, Jay, on our Facebook. I don't know if you use it, but you know, connect with us. We can look at you. That also will help our energy work if we could actually see who you are. If you're comfortable doing
that,
we welcome you to do it. But keep in touch with us, and we will be working for you.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. I hope you guys
have
an awesome day.
Okay, you too. Okay, we have 830 and then 412. 830 has been very patient. Thank you for waiting.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
I'm doing great.
What's your name?
My name is Melissa.
Have we spoken with you before, Melissa?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas. And what's your birth date?
7/19/74.
I wrote down a 4. 7/8/17.
Only
7.
7/19/74.
Right. I was saying I wrote down a 4, which is in your year, but she's a 38/11/2. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are 45, right?
Did you get my birthday as the 17th or the 19th?
19th.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say 17. Sorry.
No.
Thank you.
That's okay. It's sometimes hard to hear. So what brings you What brings you to the show?
I kind of been in a rut for a good little while.
Everybody's in a rut.
And okay. I'm finally seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, but I've been wanting to sell my house, and I think timing is everything, and I feel like it's time, but I'm not. But then I just got this idea in my head. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't sell it. I have two lots. Maybe sell one and fix it up because it's a really, really old house.
You have two
rent
lots.
It out.
So do you have two homes? I'm confused. Two lots that, meaning two homes?
Like where two houses could fit, but there's only one house.
Oh,
so
on the
it
lot.
Could be,
there's one house lots. And another lot.
Yes, ma'am.
So two lots.
Yes, ma'am.
So do yes, you ma'am. Live in that house currently?
Actually, I don't. You know, it's sad. It was my grandparents' house. My mom passed, and I bought it. And I lived in it, and unfortunately, it was beautiful, fun, and great and everything. And I think I had bad people come through it, and I started hoarding, and I can't even live there. I haven't lived there in, like, 5 years.
You started hoarding?
Yes. I lost my job. I'm telling you, the last 5-6 years of my life have been wow.
And so where are you living now?
I started dating a friend that I've been friends with for 30 years, and we've been dating for the last 5 years, and I've been staying with him. Actually, kind of couch surfing, because he kind of didn't let me move in. Yes, move in, don't move in. That's another situation that's kind of, and I need to get out of it.
You need to get out of the relationship?
Yeah, it's not a healthy relationship.
If you're and are you I mean, you're saying you have a problem with hoarding. So is this going on in the house that you're living in right now?
No. My house that I don't
understand that.
In.
But I mean, if you have that, well, the reason I asked if it's going on in the house that you have right now, if this is a behavior that.
No. It's not going on in the house that I'm staying at. I'm staying at his house, but it's
right.
not going on here. I lost my job, and I had a lady come and cleanse my house, and she said that she figured that it was because I lost my job, so I just started, you know, collecting things. You know, I kept saying I was going to have a garage sale and da 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 da, and yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about selling your house in my mind is that, I mean, maybe there would be immediate funds that you'd have that would help you live somewhere else. But the thing is, you have a home, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know if
it's really not. It's not livable. It needs a lot of work. I mean, there's like this house was built like in the early 1900s. I mean, it's got 12 foot ceiling, beautiful house, but it's no insulation, so it's really, really cold when it's cold. The electrical needs to be done. It got infested with rats.
I mean, what kind of profit would you make on the house if you sold it?
Well, you know, it's amazing because the value of it is wow. I mean, like, really good. I mean, I could for sure buy a house or two, but I don't know where I want to be and I want to go. I have a son, and he lives with his dad about 30 miles away from here, and he wants to continue to go to school there. So, but I don't want to have all that money at one time. I went through that when my mom died, and I think it really kind of maybe did more damage to me than good because
did you go through all that money? Did you spend it all?
Yes, and I was. Yes, ma'am, and I wasn't even supposed to get it till I was 40. I was on drugs, and it was really bad.
How much is this house worth?
Well, you know, and God, you know, blessing. I bought it for like $30,000 from my grandmother because she was going to lose it, and now it's worth like $300,000, $400,000.
I wrote down $400,000. Mm-hmm. So I wrote down $400,000. And that's interesting because I wrote down a 4 at the beginning of the show. I mean, at the beginning of the call. So that
I've been seeing 444 a lot too, for like 444 and.
How much money did you think you went through when you spent all that money you got? How much was that?
My mom, it was about 125.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And I did in probably like maybe, I mean, I did buy my house. I did buy a truck.
Well, listen, do you want to move back into that house?
I don't. I just don't want to have all that money and not know what to do with it. So I thought, would I sell one lot and step that one, rent it out, and live with my son where he wants to be? And then
we're just going to grow value
and then buy what I want.
Melissa, you construct your world by digging a hole and sitting in it. The way your brain works, you're your worst enemy. And
I get it.
Here's what I think you're saying is so ineffective. What you should do is sell your home and put the monies in some kind of a savings or account that you don't touch
and something that you put it in that would levy a penalty if you took it out would prevent you from touching
something.
It
or you get somebody who helps to advise you on spending
or a trust establish a trust for yourself where you can't touch it. I don't know how to do that.
I'm scared of that. My mom spent so much money to do that for my sister and I, and nobody abided by it. It's really sad, you know?
Well, you know, you're just rewinding.
Yeah, there's got to be legitimate financial advisors that are going to properly be custodians of a trust.
Yeah.
And you didn't find them, unfortunately,
you
in this case,
find,
but you've got to find somebody.
You need to find somebody who's legitimate, licensed, bonded, all of that.
She did. I think just a bank maybe to do it, or I just, you know, I feel so alone. You know, I don't talk to my family. I just, you know, I don't have any friends right now.
You're rewinding negative things. So your brain is wired to fall backward into negativity and sabotage.
And that's going to not help you go forward. Obviously,
no.
You're going to stay stuck.
So
and
you need to
move forward. And unfortunately, if you continue the pattern of that you've established already in your negative talk and going backwards, we're suggesting things and you're kind of opposing, then you're going to stay in the situation that you're in. So you've got to try to be more creative.
What you should do is sell your home and put the money in a bank and maybe have somebody at the bank help you manage it. And that's what you should
do. Do you see me buying something right away? That's what everyone's like. Well, you should make sure that you have somewhere to go. And I'm like, I don't want, I don't know where I want to go right now.
With that amount of money, you can buy something and still have a lot of money left over in the bank and get out of your situation
Texas
that's unhealthy.
It's cheaper,
boyfriend.
Right? It's cheaper.
But the little town I live in has gotten ridiculous. Like, you know, the houses in my neighborhood, I mean, my house is crap. I mean, there's $500,000 homes around my house.
Well, then what about where
your son is? You're saying your son's 30 miles away? What about houses there?
It's in the San Antonio. It's in San Antonio, Texas, and that's a big city. And I'm kind of country. I want to be out in the boonies. I've gotten older, so start
looking for condos or small homes out in more of the rural area.
I would try to spend under $100,000 if you can.
Yeah.
Under $100,000.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Getting like 2 or 3 houses. I'd like to get into real estate and start
a
business.
Well, you've got to, I think before you start renting to people, you've got to get your life together, because if you start renting, you have to be very organized if you're going to be a landlord. And you're saying in this house you've hoarded, you've got to, I mean, real estate isn't a bad idea of making investments, but you've got to be on top of things. And you've got so many loose ends right now. I don't know if investing in real estate and renting to tenants is
the best thing
the smartest
for you to do
thing.
Right now.
And you need
to
get a job.
Sell your home. You're living with your boyfriend right now. Sell your home. Put the monies in a bank, and buy them from that. Buy something reasonably, you know,
that you can live in,
you can afford,
and that doesn't
and
require tons of maintenance or repairs.
And then from there, you're either given a distribution of some allowance, and you start to look for work, or you get your real estate license.
Melissa, what do you do right now, real quick, or what were you doing at your job?
My family owned a restaurant for 28 years, so I've been in the restaurant business. I like sales. I like dealing with people. I worked at a winery. I can sell anything if I believe in it.
You can get a job. I mean, there's a lot of sales jobs, retail jobs that you can get. So I would.
I've had this physical issue, and it's really kept me at home and just secluded from everybody and everything.
What physical issue, real quick? Because we've got to move on to other callers. But what physical issue?
Well, I don't know if it sounds crazy. I don't even know how to explain it. Morgellons, the super bug. I've looked on the internet.
Yeah, I've looked on the thing.
Fibromyalgia. I mean,
fibromyalgia. I wrote down fibromyalgia. I should say these things rather than after. I should. But Neil can vouch for me. Anyway, yeah, Morgellons, Joni Mitchell has, and it's, I don't know how you get it, but it's
horrible.
Weird.
I mean, and I've been to the hospital and the doctor, and they're like, oh, you're on drugs, and that's embarrassing, and that's hard to accept.
Melissa, your life's going to deteriorate if you don't start changing and rewinding the all the problems you've got. Here's what you should do. You should sell your home and take that money and put it in a bank and have somebody help to advise you about how to manage that money. You buy a small place somewhere. And maybe if you want, you start looking into getting your real estate license. That's what you should be doing right now as a starter. Instead of saying, well, you know, okay, I heard you, but you know what? I got this sickness and I got this.
Not to be unsympathetic to chronic illness, we're not, but there are a lot of people with chronic illness, you know, that work. I mean, I have migraines, Neil has his neuropathy, and you know, we're very functional.
Neuropathy, diabetes. I have other things too wrong. And in depression, I'm bipolar.
Good. You got all kinds of medals for your negativity. Listen, Melissa, you know, sell that house. It's the most money you'll have at any given time. Put it in the bank. And then from there, have somebody help manage it, and maybe you can find a small home in that where you love it in the country, and then from there go forward. Otherwise, you're stuck. It's not going to get any better.
Real quick, because we only have 10 minutes left, and we got two callers we got to get to. We got to get to our callers. What were you going to say? Quickly,
I said, so quit having a pity party and a Debbie Downer and be positive and move forward.
Yeah. Move forward.
That's
don't
how
move.
I used to be. I just have lost myself. But thank you for your incentive and all that.
Go forward.
You have a way to get out of your mess.
You do. I mean, you're lucky to have that investment of the whole. I mean, you know, you're very fortunate. So focus on the positive.
Be motivated and do it.
Yes,
okay.
And thank y'all very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Melissa. And Melissa can follow us or send us a friend request on Facebook. We have pages you can like. We appreciate your support, and we hope that you do that. Okay, so wait a second.
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. You know what, Karen? I'm going to have to put you on hold real quick. We'll get to you in a moment. Before 1-2 was first. And I got to.
Okay, sure.
Hold on, Karen.
Thanks.
We'll make sure you get to you.
Yeah, we're going to probably go over. 412, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Hi. Oh, yeah, Veronica, with the DUI. I remember you. Didn't you have
Oh, yeah, from a long time ago. Yeah. Yes, I was like, it's been a long time since I called here.
Yeah, yeah, no. But we try to remember our callers.
You spelled his name wrong. There's no DUI in here.
Okay, what's your birthday, real quick? Because we've got to try to move through these readings. Give us your
birthday. November 8th.
I'm sorry, what again?
November 8th.
A happy birthday. What's the year?
1979.
And you work in cosmetics, right? 8, 9, 10, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So mentioning cosmetics then, so I was just wondering, because I have been doing some work with a photographer and other, you know, as far as makeup artistry goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, how do you see my makeup artistry, freelancing, all of that panning out? Do you see more doors opening for me?
Yeah. Definitely.
Where in relation are you to a salary? You don't have to mention what it is, but where in your relation to it being $30,000 a year? I just want to start there.
I'm above that.
$40 is what I was going to say. How much do you make?
Yeah, I would say that and above, because then I have another job too as well. So I still do counseling for my therapy job. My social work background. I still do counseling on the side.
So you're comfortably making 60 or more?
A little bit less than that one there.
Okay. In the 50,000.
And you're in this, where are you located?
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, I mean, the cost of living is less than here, so that's not a bad salary. You're single. Real quick, sorry to go backwards here, but what happened? I know you were worried about that appointment with your probation officer. Did that go okay?
Oh, yeah, everything went well. No, there was no problems.
Great. And so you're getting to work okay? You still without a license?
Yeah, I'm fine with work and getting to work and getting around. Everything's
great.
Good.
Okay,
so if you're asking if it's going to take off, I wanted to use $30,000 as just a starting medium. But I think your income, if you're talking about it going higher, I'm seeing maybe a minimum of $17,000 more a year. So however you calculate that in terms of an increase, in terms of what you're doing, your freelancing or whatever, $17,000 going up.
Do you have a portfolio?
Well, that's what I'm working on now. I mean, I have pictures of my work, but so the good thing with me being with this photographer now, I can really build my portfolio.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm working on now.
You definitely want to do that and make sure that it's a diverse portfolio. So you've got this work with the photographer, that's good, but it would help also, you know, to get some other work with photographers so you have more diversity in the portfolio, mm-hmm. and that you're appealing to other photographers. So that's what I'd recommend. And you can go on sites like Model Mayhem. Do you know that site?
No.
Check it out, because there are makeup artists on there and you network and it's social, and it would be a great way to start. You can upload pictures. It's free. Check it out. Modelmayhem.com. So I would suggest that, because that way you can maybe network with some other photographers, makeup artists, all those models in your area, all kinds of things like that.
Oh,
so,
cool. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Check it out.
Money.
Okay, Veronica. Keep in touch with us. Let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. 312. Karen.
Hi. It's Karen from Chicago.
Hi.
Hello. My question is, I'm looking for work right now, and I did get one. I have to take a test for a large pharmaceutical company, and another one was an agency, Headhunters, and they said they could possibly find me some work. And I'm wondering if those two opportunities will be fruitful. Either of those two will call me.
Headhunters sounds really violent. But, you know, to each your own.
I think we'll get your birthday, but I'm leaning towards the pharmacy.
What's your birthday?
Sure. It's 3/31/71.
1971. Okay. 25/7
24.
Wait, 3, 6, 7. Oh, no, you're right. 25/7 Okay, so you are... Forty-eight years old. You have a big change coming in 2 years. Less than a year.
49 will be a multiple of 7.
49 is a multiple, so she has a change coming up, but also because they're doubling your card
numbers. Pharmacy, I think your pharmacy is where the strongest...
It's a pharmaceutical company. So would you be a rep?
No, I would be working as data entry. But it's some type of program that they have for like a pharmacy tech of some sort.
I see.
Well, that's the one that sounds right now has the highest vibe as we speak.
Yes, they're very interested. They want me to take a test, and they said as soon as you take the test, we'll move forward to the next step. They've been texting me like it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they need people, and they're at. They feel that you're a good candidate. That's where I think you go. I may be wrong, but that's what I think you go.
Yeah. I'm kind of like whoever gets me first, I'm there.
No, you're going to take it.
Gotta go back to work.
You need to get work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Karen. Well, you know, call us again when, like, I'm sorry the reading was short, but.
No. That's to the point. It's what I needed. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we are getting our 60-second warning, so we're going to close now, but we are back on the air on Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.